This story was edited February 26 to reflect that while Suja Biber previously served on the board of the College of Massage Therapists of Ontario, she is not currently on the board. As well, in Biber's discussion of the local doctor shortage, Biber said there are about 40 to 60,000 people in Waterloo without access to a family doctor. But this number more closely corresponds to the rough statistic for Waterloo Region, which is about 60 to 70,000. As the 2025 Ontario provincial election, scheduled for February 27th, draws closer, Radio Waterloo spoke with the candidates for the Waterloo riding. We will release a series of four pieces, each highlighting our interview with one of the candidates. We've included the Ontario Liberal, NDP, Green, and New Blue parties. The Ontario Progressive Conservative Party did not respond to repeated requests for an interview. Today's piece features the New Blue Party of Ontario candidate for the Waterloo riding, Suja Biber. Biber has a background in physiotherapy, massage therapy, and public administration. She values balancing professional work with giving back to her community. What are you seeing right now are the main issues for Waterloo riding?
Because if you see, 60,000 to 70,000 people in Waterloo don't have a family doctor. That's a really, like, you know, it's an alarming thing. So that is a main reason for the wait times to increase, because there is no direction to be given, right? How to proceed and things. So the quality is less, and that's the issue. So this shortage, from where it is coming from, it's because of our healthcare policy. There is a disconnect is what is. We are inviting all the IMG, that means international medical graduates, all the professional. We are calling. We are open. We are opening for their the immigration. So everyone comes here. But our system, it is a long licensing processing is there, and there is a lot of Obviously, they have been trained in a different setup and different system there, and they're practicing in a different way, right? But our healthcare policy must be in a way that to integrate them into a system. Like, for example, they must have a fast track training program to streamline them to get into this accommodated to our system, right? To get into their license.
Biber also spoke about homelessness, education, and policing in Waterloo. She said the root cause of homelessness needs to be addressed, and says compassion is needed first of all to address homelessness. She says she and her party would advocate to work with local organizations to connect suffering people with the services they need. She would also advocate for more shelter spaces, more housing so everyone has a place to call home, as well as more support for mental health services and job readiness preparation. For education, Biber says she feels there is a disconnect between what students are learning and the labor needs in local industry. A large portion of Waterloo Region is dedicated to the automotive sector, Biber says, and she says she would advocate for partnerships with post-secondary schools to prepare students to succeed in industries like this one, to address labor shortages, develop local supply chain resources, and to... Biber says she would advocate for partnerships with post-secondary schools to prepare students to succeed in these kinds of industries, address labor shortages, develop local supply chain resources to reduce vulnerability, and to help Waterloo become a leader in the electric vehicle industry to move beyond fossil fuels. Biber also spoke about the need to support the health and well-being of the local police force and advocated for the creation of an app to help improve communication between residents and police and to increase police transparency. I want to talk about the election itself. Why do you think that this election has been called in the first place?
Is it necessary is a question, right? Is it necessary? This is about the provincial, the federal has to be discussed. I do understand that, the premier has, he has eligibility to call like this, right? But this spending extra, is it necessary when we're having so much of a problem? Is my concern, real concern. Because, and also look into this one, the election, no? Only their party, only, no? All the candidates has been ready. Other people, no, it's like, you know, everyone has, doesn't have the full complete for the whole of the Ontario. That itself shows that, there is a plan, they didn't... Take into consideration how the people will, their concern or money going in drain. They didn't have any issues. With that money, we could have made many projects. We could have helped many of the homelessness people.
How would you and your party address these tariffs? What would your strategy be?
The reason U.S. tariff on Canadian automotive products presents significant challenges, right? But they also offer us an opportunity to build resilience in our economy, okay? So we are committed to promote the development, as I want to re-emphasize on this one, on electric vehicles and supporting local manufacturing initiatives that focus on sustainable practice and also investing in research and development so that we can position Waterloo as a leader in the electric vehicle market, creating jobs. Because that's the problem. That is the tariff will cause the losing of some of the jobs, right? So when we focus on doing this initiative, so then this will help in our positioning ourselves in. So this opportunity, let us show, we will become the leader in the electric vehicle market.
Radio Waterloo asked if Biber has anything else to add. She spoke about how Waterloo's current candidate has held the seat for over a decade, and she feels she is not addressing the root causes of issues, and asked listeners to consider a change in leadership. To learn more about the new Blue Party of Ontario candidate for the Waterloo riding, Suja Biber, visit www.sujabiber.ca. For Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7, and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Leah Gerber.